This is your station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight, and I'm joined on this Thursday morning, as I am often every Thursday morning, and that's by Mr. Bob Akin. Sir, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing fine, and it's good to see you're on the road to recovery and back in your best radio voice.
Well, sure, but thank you so very much. I do appreciate that.
Where we left off last week were books of the year, things suitable for holiday reading and giving. We were down to really just two related categories, fiction and biography.
That's right. They're almost the same, aren't they?
Well, they can be. I think what caught my eye more than anything else were in one of my favorite relaxing genre mysteries. Mm-hmm. There are two or three that are worth taking a look at. That one of whom, Elmore Leonard, is our best living mystery and crime writer. Leonard just kind of incidentally created a character about 15 years ago, a U.S. Marshal named Raylan Givens. He then used in a couple of more recently produced novels. And then they said, well, what happens if Raylan goes home as a deputy marshal and after he has had too many justified homicides in the line of duty, and they send him home to the hills of Kentucky, to Harlan County, mm-hmm. Bloody Harlan, as it used to be known. Mm-hmm. So it turned into the great TV series Justified, and Leonard has produced, not quite in time for Christmas, though there have been excerpts released, a new Raylan Givens novel titled simply Raylan. And sight unseen, that's going to be worth taking a look at. Because the shows that have been based on other mystery and crime novels, the shows are better than the books, like Dexter, True Blood.
Right.
But in this case, it's hard to improve on Elmore Leonard, except he's the executive producer of the show using his characters.
Right.
And exercises some quality control. So both the new season, if you haven't already discovered Justified, and the latest Leonard novel that's coming, that's due on just any day now in January.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But take a look. I think we also probably would be remiss without passing on a couple of others that have been published in the past year. Somebody who is similar to John Le Carré or even more similar to Graham Greene from the early 20th century or mid-20th century is Alan First, who's been producing some spy thrillers that are, they're thrillers, but they are deeply moody and they evoke the time that they're set in, Europe from the early 30s on through most of World War II. The ones that have been published so far go back are set as early as 1932 and as late as 1944, but mm-hmm. at least a year before the end of the war. Spies of the Balkans is really outstanding. It's arguably his best book yet. I think there's been about 12 of them in this series that come out at about 2-year intervals. And mm-hmm. this one was published in, the early 2011. So it's been out several months now, almost a year. But if you haven't found it, or if you never found Alan First, F-U-R-S-T, he's definitely worth taking a look at. But going back to the early days of mysteries, when essentially Doyle created the modern detective story with mm-hmm. with a little inspiration from Poe, mm-hmm. but when he created Holmes and Watson, the family tree after that kind of split two ways into the cozies, exemplified by Agatha Christie, and the hard-boiled by Dashiell Hammett as much as anybody else. Mm-hmm. Well, hard-boiled has become harder-boiled and harder-boiled through the years, and both as police procedurals as well as the hard-bitten private eye. It has not typically been thought of as a woman's form of that Christie writes cozies.
Right.
Christa Faust has emerged on the scene as her. She's been frequently a script doctor for, among others, Quentin Tarantino. Mm-hmm. And as Tarantino describes her, she's a Veronica in a world of Bettys. we are talking dark, violent, and nasty, and extremely well-plotted mystery. So having warned you, if that's not your taste and you're easily offended, take a pass on this. But her first book was widely nominated and won several mystery awards, Money Shot. Well, this is the sequel to it, Chokehold, that has been fairly recently published. Finally, let's take a look at two biographies that are out. In addition to the transcripts of the Jacqueline Kennedy oral history tapes,
right,
with, concerning Jack Kennedy, there are two biographies that are out that are extraordinary. One is The Last Sultan, about Ahmet Erdogan. If you don't know the name, you've held his product in your hands if you love music. He is the man who made Atlantic Records and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and all works in between. It is something, The Last Sultan, and it will tell you more about modern pop culture, especially music, over a 50 or 60 year period. And finally, something that overlaps with the Alan First novels. Eric Larson, who is another reporter who does nonfiction biographical material, has out the recently published In the Garden of Beasts that covers the ambassador and his family, William Dodd and Martha Dodd and a few other assorted family members, who were he was the American ambassador in Berlin immediately after the Nazi takeover in 1933, as the naivete of deliberate, in some cases, of Americans in trying to deal with Hitler, as it becomes increasingly evident what they're dealing with. It is, again, the reviews are great, and I'll have to say this. I've read the first chapter and a synopsis, and I'm going to sit down and read that over the holidays, but it's probably Larson's best book to date.
And these you would all recommend as stocking stuffers this holiday season.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll have to get a comprehensive list. We'll post it online along with archives of this program. How about that?
I would drink a cup of holiday cheer to that.
Okay. And well, you should. All right. Well, let's get together again next week and do this again. How about
that? Sounds like a deal to me.
All right. We're your station, 88.9 KETR.